Let's see. I need some helpers. I need some helpers. I need at least 5 children and 2 adults. At least 5 children and 2 adults. Oh, come. Gentry and Sydney, if you could sit here. Come on, children, all the children. And I'll put Theo in charge of having your brothers and sisters hold these. Have one hold this, and one hold this. Can you give that to one of your siblings? And one hold this, and this is for you. Okay, now, come on. Stand up on the steps, way up top. And hold it so we can all see it. And if your little brother's holding it upside down, spread out. You ever taught grade school? Okay. So spread out a little bit, come over here. And you hold it like this so everybody can see it. Okay. So, we're going to put these in the order of importance, and we're going to get the answers from Gentry and Sydney. What is most important about today? Is it in the right order? What's the most important about today? Okay. Theo, switch with Hattie. Okay. Right here. Okay. Come over here a little bit. So, what do you think? Is that the right order in importance, what we celebrate today as Catholics? Who says yes? What does Bishop say? I think this is pretty good. So, what do we celebrate today? Well, why did I give you this one? Ah, now we get it. Theo is holding the Theo sign. Mary, Mother of God, in Greek means Theotokos. Theotokos is Theo means God, Tokos means bearer or carrier. Well, who carried God in her arms? That's right, Mary. So Mary, Mother of God, is Theotokos. We also are celebrating the 8th day of Christmas. December 25th was the first day, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st. The first is the 8th day of Christmas, so we have an octave, an 8 of Christmas. We also have the World Day for Peace. This is a very important feast as we need today. There's so many trouble spots around the world, in our communities, even in our families. World Day of Peace. And oh, by the way, Hattie, we have a new calendar. You see the importance of these. Okay, thank you, Hymermans. You can put all those down. Can you help stack them up there? Go in haste. Go with haste. The shepherds, following the message of the angels, went in haste to see Joseph and Mary with the Christ child. The shepherds were sent on a mission from God through the message of an angel. The bearers of the message the shepherds proclaimed, "Baby Jesus, our Savior, has been born." They traveled in haste with this message, not waiting around, not lingering. They knew this was such a world-changing message. They traveled in haste. We are also sent on a mission from God. We're sent to tell others by our words and our actions of God's love for us, for the world, for everyone of his children. Let us go in haste as we proclaim Jesus' saving love to all. May we go in haste with this mission of love. A few examples. Reconcile with the person you are angry with. Don't let another day go by to make that phone call, send that text, say hello. Spend time with your spouse and your children. Real time, not screen time, but real time. And we spent a lot of time with our brother priest, didn't we, the last few weeks, unless someone was sick. We have a funeral with Father Chuck Mazouk's funeral yesterday. Had maybe 20, 25 priests there. We have our deanery dinners. Spend time together. And stop a habit that keeps you from a close relationship with God or your family or others. Stop that habit that's a negative habit, maybe even a sinful habit. Next, all were astonished. All were amazed. The shepherds told everyone what the shepherds, the angels said. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. This was just shouted from the rooftops. Glory to God in the highest. Every Mass except for Lent and Advent, Sunday Mass, we have the Gloria, illustrating this importance that we are glorifying God as we announce his coming. What an amazing message. God is giving us love. God is giving us peace. God is giving us his grace. The Lord is giving us Jesus, Emmanuel. God is with us. This personal relationship with God will comfort us, give us peace, and assist us in our time of suffering. Pray that if you're in a kind of a mechanical mic stage, the Curcio calls it mechanical mic, just kind of going through the motions, kind of getting to Mass on a holy day or a Sunday because it's a have to, or I'm afraid I'll be going to hell if I don't. That is kind of a minimalism. Let's ask the Lord for the grace to have a maximalism, to really dedicate our lives to the Lord. He'll give you that grace. We all need to ask for it. Or if you're kind of in the winter blues, the doldrums, ask for that new energy to really proclaim the gospel message. For example, let us renew our dedication to God through prayer, individual, as a family, and in the parish. Maybe join an extra prayer group or sign up for an adoration hour here. May we grow in our relationship with Jesus by asking him for the grace we need in times of decision. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of an analytical guy and just try to figure things out myself. I need at the beginning to bring God in. Lord, what do you want of this situation? What is your plan for me in this decision? Ask the God for grace. He'll be right there. Jesus will reveal his will to us, but we need to answer, listen, and then answer. I learned from Father Wesley, we need to humbly listen and courageously follow. Humbly listen and courageously follow. And finally, let's focus on Mary. Mary treasured all these things. Mary kept all these things in her heart. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary, the mother of God. She treasured all the words of the shepherds. Mary reflected on all these messages in her heart. We treasure major family events, for example, a baptism, a wedding, an ordination. We reflect on the beauty of nature, the love of a family member, the gift of the sacraments. May we treasure this saving message that Jesus is born. Let us ponder the love of Mary and Joseph for the Christ child in us. Jesus Christ is born of Mary to save us from our sins, to bring us to our heavenly home. Hallelujah. Happy feast day of Mary, Mother of God. Let us continue our Christmas joy this eighth day of Christmas. Let us ask the Christ child for peace in our hearts, our homes, and our world. Jesus will help us. He loves us more than we can ask or imagine.